This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacist, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, The Flip Side of Feminism. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
At a time when many states and school districts are struggling to stay afloat financially, the new national curriculum plan, called Common Core, demands that current textbooks be replaced with new books aligned with the new standards, and that teachers be retrained to teach in alignment with Common Core standards and Common Core tests, and that schools finance technological updates so every student can be tested on a computer, including buying additional computers and increasing broadband capacity. Estimates to implement the standards and tests range from $12 to $16 billion nationally. The states are having a hard time figuring out how much Common Core alignment will cost them, which provides further proof that the states had no role in developing the standards. Some estimates are that just for the testing mandated by Common Core standards, the annual cost of assessment for states participating in this will increase by $177 million, and that is not just a one-time cost, but an annual cost of the increase over previous standardized testing costs. Estimates of the textbook and material costs will be $374 million. And after all the cost and complexity of adopting Common Core standards, they will not make your kids any smarter. Here is the opinion of Dr. Sev Werman, a math standards and assessment expert and former U.S. Department of Education official. He said, and I quote, "I believe the Common Core marks the cessation of educational standards improvement in the United States. No state has any reason left to aspire for first-rate standards, as all states will be judged by the same mediocre national benchmark enforced by the federal government."
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Thank you for joining me today on RBN, whose website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com, where you will see the names of all the guests I've had on for the last 3 years, as well as links to their websites. Just visit the website and click on the radio schedule button. Also, please visit spingolaspeaks.info, a site that one of our wonderful, very skilled listeners created. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour when we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. During the Minamata Convention, 147 countries finalized a legally binding treaty to ban the production and trade of mercury-containing products, as well as processes where mercury is released. At a ceremony in Japan on October 10, 2013, over 90 participating countries signed the final treaty. That did not include the United States, however. The delegation sent to sign the treaty was recalled before the ceremony due to the government shutdown. The U.S. is expected to sign and ratify the treaty at a later date, sometime. The Alliance for Natural Health, USA, supports the treaty's intent. Mercury is a neurotoxin that, in extreme cases, can cause kidney damage, respiratory failure, and death. Environmental mercury contamination is so omnipresent that nearly all people have at least trace amounts of mercury in their tissue. Our guest today is Dr. David Kennedy. He is the author of How to Save Your Teeth, Toxic-Free Preventative Dentistry. He is also the producer of Fluoride Gate, an American Tragedy. His website is fluoridegate.org. Dr. Kennedy, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me and sharing with your listeners the how the rest of the world is behaving as opposed to the United States.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Well, we never signed treaties, but you know, it was surprising they even showed up. I was in Geneva at this United Nations meeting, UNEP, and every single recommendation or demand for change in the wording of the treaty from the Americans was to weaken it. You know, change it shall to may and must to might. And, you know, just every single thing that they did was to weaken the treaty. We are the big polluters in the world. It's just amazing, you know, how we refuse to address this issue.
Wow. That is really sad. More than sad. I mean, it's despicable.
You want to know the really, really sad part? Is that the FDA, Big Pharma, were there with all of their bells and whistles, and they managed to get mercury to stay in the vaccines for the poor kids. You know how the poor kids need mercury injected into their system?
Oh, well, absolutely. They need it more than anyone.
Left that
right?
out of the treaty.
Unbelievable.
Mercury fillings got to stay in, though, and that's because there are actually lots more people from the International Academy of Oral Medicine, Toxicology, and Biological Dentist circles than there were from organized dentistry. That the organized dentistry basically got the high sign and left. They were the rest of the world is not accepting of their blah 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 blah. So,
right. Wow.
Nobody wants black fillings and that leak mercury in their teeth.
Of course not. And people who do have made every effort to remove those as soon as they find out. They get them out, right?
As long as it's done carefully, because, you know, if you just go in there, and it's kind of like if you had a 500-pound World War II bomb in your basement and you called bomb disposal and the guy showed up with a hammer, you said, I know how to get rid of that. You hit the thing on the front, right?
Oh, gosh.
That's what happens when you go to the same mercury poison dentist that put them in to take them out, is that if they don't protect your nose and keep a huge vacuum on that, you're going to have a dramatic increase in your blood level of mercury. And if you damages your kidney, your heart, your neurological system, and, you know, if your Lord help you if you're pregnant, because it'll accumulate in the baby enormously. Babies actually concentrate mercury. So if the mother has one in her bloodstream, the baby's got 1.5 to 2 in its bloodstream. So, you know, and it's there for 9 months, and it can't get rid of it. So, you know, it's just in like a bullet ricocheting around inside the kid. So it's not a big surprise that a lot of those children end up impaired, especially if they're born to dental assistants or female dentists.
Exactly, and that's what you're going to talk about today because, of course, the people who have these mercury fillings are damaged, but what about the people who work in the dental offices, the dental employees, and the people who work even at the front desk? I think anywhere in the office would be probably not safe, right?
Well, it's kind of like a nice job at the hazardous waste dump, only the difference between the dental office and the hazardous waste dump, in the hazardous waste dump, they give you the protective equipment. It's required by law that you be told you're going to be exposed to whatever the dump is processing, and that you be given the appropriate protective equipment, and they have to measure the amount of whatever they're worried about in your workplace. And that's wonderful. These laws have been passed over decades while, you know, thousands of workers have died on the job, so eventually people get kind of irritated about that and passed all these laws. The funny thing about it is, ha-ha, I don't hear anybody laughing, is that the dental profession completely ignores the law, and that's because the dental schools completely ignore that law, is that they've got more political power than, you know, the steel foundry or whoever else is being regulated, and they are able to keep OSHA from inspecting. They're not exempt. We went to the California OSHA board. They are required by law to do all of the things that any other employer is. Do they have to inform the employee that, you know, they're going to be exposed, what they're going to be exposed to, how to protect themselves, turn on the fans and the engineering controls to protect them, and measure to see how much they were exposed to, and annually check the employee to make sure that they're not injured. No dental school that I'm aware of in the world teaches that, and it's the law. Dental schools, the students are not protected by OSHA. They're protected by the excuse me.
Bless you.
They're protected by the EPA. So the only people in the dental school that are protected by OSHA is the instructor. They're not even protecting them. So we have laws in this country that simply aren't being followed. I don't know what to do about that. Unless OSHA said that if a currently employed person in a dental office files an anonymous complaint, they can file it with OSHA anonymously, then they will inspect that office within 2 weeks.
Hmm.
How do we get somebody that's working in a dental office that doesn't like, you know, having their wound ruined and their brains fried to step up the bat and take the responsibility for this and say, I'm willing to protect my fellow employees as well as myself and anonymously complain that they weren't given respirators, they weren't given informed consent, they weren't given you're supposed to wear a gown, nitrile gloves, not latex gloves, Nitrile keeps the mercury out, latex does not. And you're supposed to have a gown that doesn't let the mercury go through. The dentists don't want to do this because if you walked into a dental office and you're going to get a new filling, he said, oh, this is perfectly safe. Let me get on my space suit. You would kind of say, well, you know, if it's so darn safe, Doc, how come you got to get that space suit on? Well, you know, there's all kinds of neurological impairment in dentists. There's a nice new study from Yale that examined the dentist very carefully. A dentist that used mercury versus dentists that are licensed that don't use mercury, and the dentists that use mercury were something like 18 times more psychoactive drugs, the ones like Prozac for the craziness that mercury produces.
Dr. Kennedy, I'm sorry to interrupt, but we do have to take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a 4-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Our guest today is Dr. David Kennedy. He is the author of How to Save Your Teeth, Toxic-Free Preventative Dentistry, and the producer of Fluoride Gate, an American Tragedy. The website is fluoridegate.org. Now, right before we went to the break, you were talking about psychotropic drugs that the dentists seem to be using quite a bit of.
Yeah, they suck them up like crazy because they're actually the problem is they're crazy. Is it the mercury damages the way that the brain works? If you look at the mercury-related diseases, autism, Alzheimer's, ALS, Parkinson's, Lou Gehrig's disease, you know, MS. All of those things have to do with the demyelination of the nerve, that the insulation falls off the nerve. And if you want to make the insulation fall off the nerve, you only have to put in a little tiny bit of mercury, and it depolymerizes all the insulation, makes it all fall off. That leads to, you can tolerate it for many years, but you basically lose more and more of your brain function, so your muscles move in random fashion, so you end up with, you know, shakes and all that stuff. Tremor is the principal industrial symptom of a very advanced case of mercury poisoning. Even if you measure a dentist, you know, you put the arm under a load, you know, where they're holding a, like a 5-pound weight or something, and it'll start tremoring much faster than somebody that doesn't have mercury in their system. So it's basically a sign that the nerves are damaged. Well, when you actually study the amount of active pharmaceutical agents that are being consumed by that people that are mercury poisoned, it's enormous. And so that tells you that not only are the dentist poisons, but since the dentists are only an order of magnitude or so higher than the general population, a lot of the general population insanity, neurological impairment, ALS, MS, all those things, is related not just to mercury, but specifically from dental mercury. And so that's an important thing for the dental profession to understand. It was first noted clear back in the 60s and 70s, but, you know, I call them the deniers, that they run around saying, oh, that can't be true, but they don't do any research, they don't examine anything, they just claim that everybody else's research is wrong. So, but this new study is from Tom Duplinski at Yale, and they did a really good study where they basically got the insurance commissioner for the state that they're in, measured all the drugs. Basically, he took the entire, you know, it's like the NSA, you know, they've shown us how you can do a data sweep. And so they did a data sweep. They took all of the data from the insurance company's computers, and they basically sorted it out by whether or not the individual was a practicing dentist, or whether or not they had were a dentist that had some other occupation, or maybe they weren't exposed occupational at all. And 18 times is what they showed was the increased use of, and it reads like the who's who of powerful psychoactive drugs, and they're for stuff like schizophrenia and obsessive or compulsive behavior and all manner of you know, horrible things that go wrong and make people crazy. I remember there was a few years ago, there was a gentleman who was trying to sell his dental practice, and I went over and looked at it, and I wouldn't go by it, but I wanted to look at it and see if I could find him somebody to help him out. And it was so nasty with mercury, I wanted to get out of there. But, you know, it's like, well, no wonder he's selling his practice. He's crazy. And the mercury has destroyed his brain. He couldn't carry on a conversation. He sounded like the rabbit in Alice in Wonderland, because he would at times make sense and at times not make any sense at all. You know, it was just, it's typical of the mercury poisoning.
Wow. Well, I know that I have talked to my dentist about fluoride. I've talked to him about mercury. He just shakes his head and rolls his eyes and looks at me like I'm nuts. And I just cannot understand why he doesn't investigate this. Dentists, I mean, they're educated. They are intelligent people. They should do the investigation. I mean, this is harmful to them as well as to their patients, probably even more so, because they are around it all the time.
Well, you're correct. And you know, they should do the investigation. Tom Duplinski is a dentist, and he did do the investigation. What they run up against, though, is that the trade association that has the patent on the stuff keeps accrediting dental schools that don't teach anything. You know, your dentist... the trouble is, as you said, they're educated. So what happens is that the 18 to 25-year-old kids are sitting in the class listening to the person at the front of the room with the white coat on, and they take notes and memorize it, and that's their understanding of what's true. It's not true. Is that the people in the front of the room are not telling the truth. They do not even know the truth, and yet here they are, you know, memorizing falsehoods. When I was in dental school, I was told that asbestos was harmless once it was covered with saliva because it was used as a Band-Aid in the mouth. Well, how many people know that? Packed asbestos mixed with zinc oxide, you know, all around cut gums? Well, I'm sorry. Aren't you going to swallow some of those? Covering it with saliva doesn't make it wonderful. I certainly don't want to put it in people's mouth. It wasn't until 1981 that they took it out of what they called the Band-Aid for gum surgery, which I don't recommend anyway, but anyway. They said the same thing about the mercury fillings. It's not released. Well, you know, watch my movie Smoking Teeth. You know, that you can photograph the stuff coming off if you got the right kind of light. So, you know, they just make stuff up. And if you want to see how it bothers the dentist, if you were on my YouTube channel watching Smoking Teeth, that all these dentists come, oh, it can't be mercury. Mercury would fall. Well, I heated it up. Hot air rises. That's how we get the mercury from the coal-fired power plant spreading all over the world as they, you know, fire off the coal and the mercury leaves and spreads, you know, half a world away. So,
right. Now you mentioned gum surgery. I assume that's for, like, periodontal disease or something?
That's the official term for it. People call it gingivitis or pyorrhea or, you know, loose teeth or what, or bad breath. And it's got lots of different terms, but it's an infection in the gums. That was in my book, How to Save Your Teeth. We talked about what the bug's names are, how they got there. They're from your mother, or your lover, or your dog. So anyway, these are germs, and that you don't get rid of them with a knife. You can't cut them in half because then you'd have two. So you got to get rid of them chemically. And so, you know, salt water will kill them. Iodine will kill them. Fluoride makes it worse. Fluoride actually accelerates the disease. So that's one of the reasons you got like 90% of the population now have gum disease. Well, they're all brushing with a fluoridated toothpaste, which causes inflammation, which accelerates the breakdown of the bone caused by the bug. So, you know, it's the fluoride thing is a total scam. Mercury in a tooth. If you put a nice, healthy tooth, you put a mercury filling in it, you're going to lose a millimeter of bone around that tooth within the next 12 months.
So, okay.
It's all related. You know, you can't poison somebody's mouth and not end up poisoning their entire body, but we can show without a doubt when you poison their mouth, you basically damage the support for the tooth. And you end up losing a tooth because it had a mercury filling in it, because the mercury goes down through the tooth and saturates the jawbone. Exactly the same processes occur in the jawbone as occur anywhere else in the body, and that mercury stops biological processes. That's why they use it to one of the hardest things in the world to kill is a fungus, and so they take grain and treat it with mercury to keep the fungus from growing on the grain. So, you know, mercury will even kill fungus, for heaven's sake. So if it'll kill fungus, it'll kill germs. It used to be used as an antiseptic. The other thing it was very handy for is that if you had like a little poison ivy or something like that, or if you were a baby and you were cutting a tooth, you could rub that gum with a little bit of mercury chloride. Remember calamine lotion? Well, actually, it used to be called calamel, which is mercury chloride.
Wow.
And that would destroy
right.
the nerve.
We are going to a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back with our guest, Dr. David Kennedy, after a word from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759. 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran owned and operated.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. David Kennedy. He is the author of How to Save Your Teeth, Toxic-Free Preventive Dentistry. The website is Fluoride Gate, which has the film Fluoride Gate, An American Tragedy. How is that film doing, by the way?
We're up to a million views. We haven't sold a million copies, but then when you can see it for free, I didn't make it to make money. I made it to tell people what's going on. So it's a million people have watched it so far, and we need to get it up to 200 million, and then we'll stop this foolishness. There in Chicago, you have two things in your water supply, silica fluoride, which is direct from the pollution scrubbers of the phosphate fertilizer mining industry, and chloramine T. That basically those two together suck lead into the bodies of the recipients of the water. Lead that would not ordinarily be absorbed is now going into your bodies. There's subsets of the population, particularly African Americans, have a six-fold increase in their blood level of lead. The Hispanic, they have a four-fold. We don't know the other ethnic subsets because we haven't got enough data. We only have 450,000 children in those two studies. So that's 10 times more children than in all of the tooth decay studies combined that are broad-based and blinded in the entire history of fluoridation. So it's showing that fluoridation is causing higher blood levels of lead. They need to stop doing that because high blood levels of lead make children stupid and hard to educate. So then we have to hire more teachers. So that doesn't solve the problem, does it?
Oh, my goodness. This is really a major, major, major issue. It has impacted everybody. Oh my goodness.
here's the point that I think everybody should understand is that these problems are coming from the dental profession because the dental profession is taught like a trade. It's a school of how to, and so they don't teach the essence of toxicology. I often will challenge a dentist as well, what dose of fluoride do you recommend? And they can't answer that question. Dose is always weight for weight. And so you'd be arrested if you gave a baby a bottle of aspirin. Matter of fact, you'd be arrested for murder because you'd kill the kid if you gave them a huge adult dose or an overdose of aspirin. The infants are very small. You have to reduce the amount of any drug. And so when you put fluoride in the water, a baby drinks its weight in water every 3 to 4 days. So it gets huge dose, and that's exactly what the problem is if a mother who's pregnant goes to the dental office or a dental assistant who's working in the office while she is carrying a child. That fetus accumulates the mercury and concentrates it in her womb. And so there's a huge number of studies showing that women in dentistry have a much higher instance of birth defect. There was a lady from Loyola Dental School who worked in Chicago, and her child came out with a disease called Pink's disease or acridinia. And she said, oh, what caused that? And then the physician said, well, that would be mercury. And she said, where'd you get the mercury? And she said, well, you're a dentist. And she said, well, that's got to do with it. And he said, well, you know, you're exposed occupationally. She said, no, I'm not. And then, you know, come to find out that she was. And Loyola had never, ever told her that she could poison her womb by doing dentistry. And so that case was settled out of court. But, you know, hey, how many times did that happen and the mother didn't know why the child ended up, you know, with a sudden end to death? We pointed out in Fluoride Gate, there's about 16,000 infants that would survive every year if they were born in Sweden instead of the United States. We have such a high infant mortality in this country. We're number 47th in the world. We used to be number one. Number two, we were among the best in the world in infant survival, and now we're down there around, you know, Croatia. So this is because of dentistry. I'm sorry, but it's my profession that's doing this because we're putting hazardous waste in the water supply. We call it fluoridation, but it's hydrofluorosilicic acid, man-made molecule. We're putting mercury fillings in the mother's teeth. When she's pregnant, we paint her teeth with fluoride, and that, again, goes in and damages the fetus. That's the study by Mullinex, that she used exactly the same blood level of fluoride on her rats that a child in the dental chair gets, and produced permanently brain-damaged rats. If it happened prenatally, if it happened postnatally, it created lethargic rats that could be reversed. The brain-damaged rats could not be reversed if it happened in the womb. The ones that were exposed postnatally, you could reverse it. So, you know, the good news is that, you know, as long as it didn't happen to your mom, you can reverse it. And what you do is avoid this stuff like the plague. It is the plague.
Yeah, it really is the plague. Now, you are retired, correct?
Yes, and since the turn of the century.
Okay. That makes me think of 1900.
Wrong century.
Yes. Oh, goodness. This is just so awful. Now, a lot of times people will say, well, it's the vaccines that people get, the babies get, that do a lot of damage and that cause a lot of the problems. But would you say that the mercury, the dental mercury, is the biggest contributor to infant deaths and problems?
You know, it's not one thing. It's all of the things. You know, it's like on that multiple choice question, you know, is it the vaccine?
Oh, all of the
is
above.
Is it the fluoridation?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the mercury fillings? Or is it the mother's use of antibiotics? Is it the baby's early use of antibiotics that make the mercury toxic? All of the above. Check all of the above, because it's never one thing. And you know, other things make mercury more toxic, because, like, if you're deficient in selenium. Selenium is an essential mineral. It's not essential to plants. So no farmer supplements their soil with selenium, but the soil in this country is seriously depleted from selenium. Selenium, I worked with Gerhard Schrauser, and Schrauser, if you look him up, he was the guy that showed selenium prevents cancer. Well, why doesn't everybody in the world start taking selenium? Oh, well, you know, those are just those health food nuts. Okay, I'm a health food nut. So why doesn't everybody take some selenium? A little bit, not a lot. And I talked about it in my book, in about 200 micrograms. Micrograms, not milligrams. 200 milligrams will kill you. 200 micrograms is what you need. And so that would help reduce the, even in the Alzheimer's patients, when you measure the amount of mercury in the brain, it's high and their selenium is low. So was it too much mercury? Probably. Was it too little selenium? Probably. And so, you know, there's a whole host of things. But the first thing to do, and what the United Nations has done, is they're trying to stop exposure. In any toxicology, if you get a sick patient in your office, the first thing to do is whatever's making them sick, stop it. And so if you're in a sick house or, you know, you're in a workplace that's making you sick, you got to get out of there. And that's the first step. And then the second step is try to detox, try to get that material out of the body. But, well, you know, we're not even to the first step yet. We're still mining mercury out of the ground. I'm sorry. If you can't stop digging the stuff out of the ground, you're never going to stop having it in vaccines or fluorescent lights or the compact fluorescent lights or dental fillings or whatever. You've got to stop taking it out of the ground. And that's step one, and we're not even to that point yet.
Now, what is it used for? Is there any beneficial uses for that, for mercury?
Well, I mentioned it's a fungicide that's used on grain. They use it in fluorescent lights. A fluorescent light is a mercury light that they run a little charge through molecules of mercury, and you get a real icky bright light, 153.7 angstroms. So they powder coat the inside of the tube with phosphorus, and that breaks it down more or less into the visible range. So your compact fluorescent lights are mercury. So what happens if you break one of those, you spill a drop or two of mercury in the couch, and then you sit on that for the next, you know, or you vacuum. Worse yet, you take your vacuum and vacuum it up. So every time you turn that vacuum on, forever after, it spews huge amounts of mercury vapor into your living quarters. We should do away with mercury vapor lights. Other uses have more or less been abandoned. It's no longer used in thermometers in this country anyway. It's not used in blood pressure cuffs, although I know a lot of medical offices that still have several pounds of mercury sitting on the wall in their office, and that mercury's not sealed up. Is that machine won't work if there's not a vent in it. So if there's a vent in it, then every time you pump that thing up and let it back down, it puffs the extra mercury-laden air into that operatory. So, you know, one of the things they used it on submarines was depth gauges to see how deep the submarine was. And one of those depth gauges broke, and all the members of the submarine crew, before they got back to port, got mercury poisoned. So, you know, they're as crazy as dentists. So there's lots of different uses of it. It's a very interesting metal. It should be left in the ground. That we've found other ways, things that work better or equally well, and we don't need it. So that's what the United Nations determined. That's what that whole treaty was about, is that we can completely phase out all uses of mercury because there's nothing it does, with the possible exception of making chlorine. That was the chlorine that we're putting in the water supply that's causing all the breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
The way they generate that is out of salt water, they use an electrode that is mercury, and that they separate the chlorine from the salt water, the sodium chloride. They separate the chlorine, and then they put it in your municipal water to enhance your prostate and breast cancer, which they, of course, have now. I think there's 10 studies that Dr. Mark has conducted looking at the incidence of prostate and breast cancer from chlorine in water, and they all came out yes. So the chances that it's not happening are no. So there's lots of things we've learned from toxicology that
sure.
is embarrassing to industry. And so...
All righty, we do have a break. We will be back in 3 minutes. Sorry to cut you off.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. David Kennedy. He is the author of How to Save Your Teeth, Toxic-Free Preventive Dentistry. He is also the producer of Fluoride Gate, An American Tragedy. You may see that at fluoridegate.org. We were talking about, right before the break, about selenium. We were also talking about the mining of mercury. What kind of an industry does the mining industry have a great deal, wage a lot of pressure against Congress that they cannot stop? Why do they keep mining this stuff?
Because industry keeps using it. It's not the mining industry problem. It's the industry okay. problem. Is it the dentists use it? The chloralkali people use it? Used in a polymer making for carpets and rugs and stuff like that. So it's a useful industrial metal. We have enough of it out of the ground now, so we never need to ever go back down in the ground again and get another drop of mercury. So they need to stop pulling it out of the ground. Sweden is a mercury-free country, and what they did is they stopped importing mercury. They would not export mercury, but they collected all the mercury that they could find in their entire country. They had people turn in thermometers. They taught dogs to smell mercury. You know, mercury's odorless to us. Well, the dog can smell it. So they basically taught a bunch of dogs to go out and sniff out where these contaminations are, and they went through old plants and factories and stuff like that and found many, many pounds of this stuff. And just understand, a teaspoon of mercury will contaminate like a 10,000 acre lake. So, you know, little tiny bits of this destroy whole sections of the planet. So anyway, the Sweden collected it all. They put it in the salt mines, and they put them in barrels that they're supposed to last 1,000 years. But the barrel is set up to be able to transfer to the next barrel automatically at the end of 1,000 years, and then they do it again and again. So they basically are not recycling the mercury. They're doing permanent storage, and that's what they said. Their ethics determined that that would be the only morally correct thing to do, because if they collected it and then sold it on the market, somebody would buy it for their dental fillings and put it in your mouth. So, hey, we don't need that. So they've been very advanced in that. 1987 was when they said, from a toxicological point of view, dental amalgam is an unacceptable material and should be phased out as soon as alternatives are available. Well, in 1987, I hadn't used mercury for 7 years, so, you know, obviously they were listening to the dentists that were new graduates from dental school, because some dental schools don't even teach the students yet today how to do some of the new dentistry is wonderful. You can make a little window in the side of the tooth and fix a cavity without having to cut the thing in half. Why didn't everybody do that? They're not taught that. Is it that a tunnel prep or Symington's preventive resin restoration? This is fine dentistry. They're still teaching 1950 dentistry, and that's because they're accredited by a trade association, not a scientific body. What school do you know is accredited by the trades? You know, a scientific body should be teaching or basically determining the curriculum for a school, but in dentistry, the curriculum is determined by a trade association. It's a form of insanity. So we were talking, if you wanted to end this mercury controversy in a overnight, and you know, we've been, like I said, since 1980, we've been battling this, like my friend Boyd Haley calls it, the 10-year argument with the town drunk.
Right.
So why do we have this argument? We can end it today. We can end it within 2 weeks if currently employees, if currently employed people were to file an anonymous complaint with OSHA, and that's basically all they got to do. And it's not the level of mercury in the office. It's whether or not they have given you informed consent, whether or not you have a mask when you're using the material, whether or not you have a gown that prevents mercury from going through. They're really good on the bloodborne pathogens, but they're terrible on toxics because they don't know anything about it, for one thing.
Is
any mercury coming out? Oh, no. But when you measure it, it's 30 times higher than it can legally be in any hazardous waste dumps, and that's your standard dental office that's using mercury.
Could a patient contact OSHA and say, you know, I'm just not feeling really comfortable going to my dentist anymore because they are not using safe practices? Or does it have to be an employee?
It has to be an employee. And the same thing with the dental school, that OSHA doesn't apply to the student. The university is supposed to be protecting that student. And so the student is protected by EPA, which means they can't. Actually, most dental schools are so contaminated, the students shouldn't enter the front door. OSHA only protects employees, and it only protects them kind of, because they know injury will occur at the levels that are permissible. But, you know, if you drive a gasoline truck, you get paid extra for the hazardous duty. If you work at a battery factory, you get paid extra for exposing yourself to lead, for example. These things are known to harm people, and yet, you know, instead of making the $8 an hour, you're going to supposedly make $16 an hour because you're in the hazardous duty job. So I used to work at an ammunition plant. I can tell you get paid $3.50 an hour for handling the nitroglycerin and the plastic explosives. So, you know, that there is an extra pay for risking your life. So,
wow.
But in dentistry, they don't even acknowledge that they're risking anything. And then they pay them the lowest wages in the industry. So it's what they need to do is, for currently employed people, contact me, contact OSHA. You can do it anonymously, and say, I'm not being given informed consent, and I'm not being given protective equipment, and the office isn't monitored, and neither am I, and they're using mercury willy-nilly. Even offices that don't put mercury in have to comply with OSHA, because when you drill it out, there's an enormous plume of mercury and particulate matter, and specifically the particulate matter, is the stuff that gets deep into your lungs. Some of the dust is smaller than cigarette smoke, and it gets clear down in the little tiny corners of the lung, and it sits there and fumes for a decade. So you need to be protected, and we have laws about that. But we have a sort of a wink and a nod in the regulatory bodies, is that they don't want to go in and step on the toes of the giant trades, because the American Dental Association and the dentists will complain to their legislators, and they'll criticize OSHA. Well, you know, they can only do that if just one office complains. But if 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, if the people listening to this program, if no, a dental assistant or a front office person or a dentist that's working as an employee, I'm talking to two dentists that are working as employees for a major corporation, totally not in compliance. One of the corporations doesn't use mercury fillings. That's a good thing, but they don't protect the employees, and the office is so contaminated that when they go to work there, they get sick. The other is in an office that she's not injured at all, as far as she knows, but when you open the drawer, there's mercury running around in the drawer, and they're still putting it in. You know, oh, save that. We got to put it in the next filling. So,
you mentioned a front office person. Now, could a front office person carry some of that mercury dust or mercury contamination home to their family?
Absolutely, and usually on their shoes. If there's a spill or there's some of the carbon, I had a dentist colleague of mine had a severe stroke. Mercury causes cardiovascular disease, and so he was unable to practice. His son, a doctor, was going to take his office over, and he asked me to check it. You legally couldn't enter the office, that the office was above 100 parts per million. You're never supposed to go in any place with above 100 parts per million unless you have a respirator on. I did, and I went around, and the highest place in the office was the waiting room. The waiting room was 400 parts per million. So how come? It's because it had carpet. And so they would slop it around in the back office, and then somebody would get a tooth filled, and then they'd walk out through the waiting room, and they would track it on their feet. This stuff is pernicious and resistant. It basically stays in the carpet for half a century.
Wow. And so a person, an employee, could take this home to their family. Now, does mercury cause cancer?
It probably indirectly. It's not a huge carcinogen. The big thing is it causes brain damage. Everybody's afraid of cancer, but how would you like to drool on yourself and not know what day it is? Or recognize my patients was an Alzheimer patient. Alzheimer's is definitely caused by mercury.
Right.
She didn't recognize herself.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, we are going to our top of the hour break. We will be back at 6 minutes after the hour.